Hey, Open Mic Podcast listeners. Want to share your opinions, give me feedback, or tell me what you're thinking? If you do, send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio that might end up in future episodes of the podcast. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform that I use to make this show. Here are some things that I would love to hear from you. What questions do you have for me? What did you think of the episode? What did you think of the topic? Who should I interview next? Make up a theme song. I don't know. Do your best impression of me. I'll see all of your messages and I might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send me a voice message right now from wherever you're at, wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in my show notes and I can't wait to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening to the Open Mic Podcast. Until next time, cheers and be well and enjoy today's episode. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Brett Allen from the Open Mic Podcast, and I hope everybody had a fun and fantastic week. I wanted to release a short episode because I'm excited we're back. We're in full swing, full production. I actually recorded an interview today with Claudia Green from Mayhem Entertainment. She was amazing. It was a fantastic interview. We have another interview coming up soon. I was going to release it this week, but I'm going to release it later, I think. Robin Hauser. She is a local Bay Area filmmaker. Excited to have had a conversation with her. But I have to say, it feels good to be back. I was out a few weeks. I think I was dealing with a lot of different things. I think maybe even a little bit of depression, perhaps. Life changes can be difficult. They're never a lot of fun. And this one was a big one. My job changed. I went from not having a car to having a vehicle. That was crazy. And I really didn't know how to handle it all. On top of that, my custody had changed with my son. And I think I've talked about this a few different times. But now that I've had a chance to process everything, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported me and really just been a big part of allowing me to walk through this entire process. Changes are never easy, as I said, and sometimes we handle them well, and sometimes we handle them not well. And I think this time I didn't handle the transition very well. I allowed it to overwhelm me and just really push me to a point that I didn't necessarily think I would be able to go to, but I did, and it was quite strange. I am thankful, though, that I have the help and support of a lot of people who just encouraged me and just really challenged me and pushed me to work through things. Oftentimes when we have life changes, we find out that we are more capable of things than we might possibly realize. And I know this may seem like a foreign concept to some people, but really we are capable of a lot more than we give ourselves credit for. And I think that is the one thing that I learned out of all of this while processing these changes. I was able to look back at my work on the podcast and just really be thankful for all of the amazing people that I was able to talk to. And it felt really good tonight as I was interviewing Claudia for Mayhem, just to be able to ask questions and hear about the interesting stories that people have to tell. I really missed it. And I look forward to having a few more interviews. We've got some great things lined up, some authors, some more celebrities, some pop culture types. And I just wanted to get this information out to you as we hit the weekend. And for some of it may already be the weekend or the weekend may be over, but I was just laying in bed watching some television, Gotham, one of my favorite shows, and just sort of reminiscing over everything and just really feeling grateful and excited to be able to do this podcast, to be able to have merchandise and people who support me and just this podcasting community that really is almost like a family. Well, I would say it is a family. Friends like Eric and Randy Jones and just a lot of other people, Jacob Espinoza, just a lot of people who I've come up with when putting these shows together. And again, as I was reminiscing over the body of work that I've done so far, I was just super, a little bit emotional that I've talked to so many amazing and fantastic people. It's hard to believe that I've done this. I mean, I've done over 140 some episodes, almost 150, which is really, really hard to believe. And the fact that I've been able to buy all of this equipment and put this show together and even have equipment donated, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. And never in a million years would I ever give any of that up. Never, ever, ever. So thank you to each individual person who listens. Thank you to each individual person who downloads and just supports the show and really, really is a part of it. It's because of you I do this. So I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend, and we'll be back in a couple days. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see how I feel. Another episode. Until next time, cheers and be well.